This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
And as we welcome you to Saturday, 10 days is what we have left. 10 days to decide the fate of the free world. And tonight, Alicia Krauss will join us in the ladies' lounge to take this on live, including the breaking news that came about this weekend. I don't know if you were paying attention. I don't know if it came across your radar screen, but it sure did ours. And we are on top of it tonight. Friends, I couldn't be happier than to have you with us. We are this is our second to last Saturday before the election. Next week, we've got the Federalist's own Bree Payton join us. That's going to be good. She's one of those really smart political bean counters. You see her on CNN and Newsmax and FoxNews.com, Fox News channel. She's going to join us next week for our pre-election edition of Radio Night Live. But tonight, breaking news continuing to be broken because we have a candidate who is in deep, deep, deep trouble. Now, if you want to know just exactly how deep of trouble she's in, just look at how panicked she is in terms of what she is saying to the media and to the press. First of all, when the story broke on Friday that on Thursday, Director Comey had sent a letter to Congress officially informing them that the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails was being looked at again, that they had found some new items, and what they wanted to get to was some questions answered, and it looked like they were going to have to re-interview witnesses. And so Director Comey sent a letter to the congressional committees that this would all be impacted by and said, hey, you need to know, we're taking another look at this. That was a shockwave across the political landscape I have never seen occur in my lifetime. I've never seen something groundbreaking happened just 10 days out from the election. And there's actually very legitimate reasons for why he's probably doing this. In the last 24 hours, what we have learned is that in a completely separate investigation, not an investigation that was looking into Hillary's emails, not an investigation that was looking into Hillary at all, the FBI had been brought in for a completely separate the thing to look at, and it was the sexting, potentially criminal, potentially pedophilic criminal investigation into Congressman Anthony Weiner. And as they had subpoenaed hard drives and files and so forth from the home of Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner, who had been married, they're married and held their reception in the Chappaqua Garden of the Clintons. Very close to the Clintons. But this investigation went into his potential crossing of the line with the little 15-year-olds that he was sexting. And so what they are looking at is they're working on the Anthony Weiner case, and they come across what we now believe to be a computer that both Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner likely used in the life together. So they would get on it at different times and they would use it. The rumor today, and I haven't checked the latest statistics on this, like within the last 10 minutes or so, but the rumor today is that there are upwards of tens of thousands of emails that may in fact be on the machine. Now, if this is the case, then what we are talking about here is potentially either emails that should have been turned over and that weren't, or emails that were supposedly gotten rid of that are now still in existence in their completed form. And that just might be something that they need to take a look at. It's interesting, one of the headlines, Huma Abedin has gone into hiding. It looks like Loretta Lynch tried to make a political move on this and spike Director Comey at some point. So what we have basically, friends, is an all-out war over the rule of law as it relates to the FBI looking into the criminality of Hillary Clinton's hard drive and whether or not she complied with the law as best she could. But this cover-up is the cover-up is always going to be worse than the actual crime. So what did we learn? Let's backtrack and give you some context to this. By the way, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Always welcome your phone calls, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So we welcome your phone calls. Here's the thing, and what I really want to know is, do you think this is going to impact the election? That's basically what I want to know. Do you think it's a thing? Is it a thing that's going to make a thing out of the thing? That's the technical topic for the night. The thing becomes a thing or doesn't become a thing. But here's the timeline. So a couple of years ago, she's notified that they're going to look into the hard drive. And so in 2015, Congress sends her, in March of 2015, Congress sends her a subpoena saying, do not destroy any records. Hang on to everything. We're going to be doing an investigation into the State Department setup and the program as it was run. And we need to know what national security vulnerabilities were exposed, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got that subpoena out there. Then there was the FOIA judge, the federal judge that issued the Freedom of Information Act standing for the Judicial Watch lawsuit. So the Judicial Watch group had come forward and said, we the people have a right to see these emails. We would like to have access to them. The State Department is denying them to us. So, Judge, we're coming to you to issue a Freedom of Information Act request. The judge acted on that request and gave them permission to get the emails, gave State Department instructions to turn over all the emails. So you had a federal judge and you had the United States Congress that had both put a subpoena on the State Department and on Hillary Clinton's records. Any email that contained federal government information in it was covered by the subpoenas. So even if it's in the middle of her giving her recipes to Chelsea for mac and cheese, if she talks about something that is classified or deals with information that is proprietary and belongs to the United States, in that email, it immediately becomes the property of the United States. Daryl Issa explained this on the news circuit on Friday afternoon. Any personal email that federal stuff got put into then had to be classified as federal property and therefore covered under the subpoenas. Well, they issued those subpoenas, and on March, that's in early in March, and on March 5th of 2015, Hillary Clinton's team says, in returning by way of the emails that we should turn over, should we turn over the ones that go to the big man, the president? Should we turn those over, or should we get rid of those? And we have that email from John Podesta to Cheryl Mills explaining that they were getting ready to collude, conspire, suppress, and destroy evidence. Great stuff, right? Especially since there were two subpoenas currently in place. So we now move past there. So the next day, sometime after that email is sent, and we know they're trying to figure out how they should sort emails and which ones they're going to turn over and which ones they're not going to turn over, then at some point, they hire the guy from Colorado Springs who introduces them to a little thing called BleachBit. And BleachBit is used at that point in time to literally bleach the servers. Now, they believe they had the right to do that because Hillary was saying, oh, it was just recipes and yoga pants patterns and, you know, what I'm going to do with Chelsea when I go see my grandbaby and stuff like that. But somehow, the overwhelming majority of the emails on her server all dealt with those things, supposedly, until after the BleachBit was applied and the FBI was able to reconstruct some of those emails. And guess what? Out of what they reconstructed, they found 2,000 of the 30,000 emails that they were able to reconstruct 2,000 of them contained actual classified information. So she lied. She committed corruption and collusion. Her staff conspired to destroy and to suppress legal evidence that was lawfully required by a subpoena to be preserved. Friends, I've got a theory on what they found on Anthony Weiner's hard drive. I have a theory as to what they found in the computer that is used by both Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin. My hunch on it is this. Because she was Hillary's closest assistant, and I know how this works because I run a small company and I have 1, 2, 3, 4 computers at my disposal. I have an iPad. I've got an iPhone. All of my email accounts go into all of those places. Now, if I want to go in and permanently delete an email, I've got to take it off the server, and then I have to take it off every single device that gets the emails. My hunch here is that Huma Abedin forgot that carbon copies were being sent to that hard drive at her house. What that means when we continue. Kevin McCullough, Breaking News Night on Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
Of all the boys, we're one of them right here on Saturday nights, Radio Not Live from New York. Glad you're with us, both on television and radio coast to coast. Kevin McCullough, it's a party. It's always having a good time on Saturday night. I hope you make plans to join us every weekend here as well. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. Breaking news night. Because the information that keeps coming out about the emails that the FBI discovered and has now been somewhat forced, their hand has been somewhat forced, that they're going to have to reopen the case against Hillary Clinton is somewhat disturbing. And there's a lot of people that feel this way. Director Comey, let's go back to July 5th of last year when he was when he basically laid out what his underlings thought was a stinging indictment. There were 100 of his underlings that helped put this entire case together. He comes out and reads the whole case that they set. But then he ended his speech with this little nugget. This is from July of last year. This is Director Comey. Go ahead.
Back in our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involved some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information, or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional misconduct, or indications of disloyalty to the United States, or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here. To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
Okay, that's all I needed to hear, because that was from July. And when he said that last sentence, that they had decided not to press charges, and not only pursue the indictment, but not even to revoke her security clearance. The 100 FBI agents that worked on the case, building the forensic connection underneath the overall case, they 100%. They just said this in this was just leaked to the media a couple of weeks ago. But 100% of all of the agents that worked on the case said they thought she should have her security clearance yanked, which would remove her from the possibility of becoming president. Because if you cannot be informed of what's going on with national security, then you can't run the country. All six, I might add, DOJ attorneys that worked with those agents to help compile the case did believe that the evidence supported an indictment. So why didn't he press forward? Well, my speculation was that Loretta Lynch was never going to push forward with an indictment, that the fix was in from the Obama administration from the beginning. But here's the difference now. This last week, so let me go back to July. So in July, Comey's wanting to avoid having this come about and influence the election. He doesn't want to see some sort of having the FBI be blamed for monkeying around in the will of the people. Let the people decide, and that's how they would execute it, given the evidence that he had. Now, even though his underlings thought that they should go forward, he still didn't want. He still was refraining from trying to be overtly political about, having the FBI basically strong arm the election. That's until Thursday of this week. Whatever they found on Thursday of this week, and he notified Congress of, and said, we are going back into on this. Drudge Report has a headline up right now, says it's tens of thousands, that Huma has gone into hiding Like, you can't find her anywhere. This is tens of thousands of emails, supposedly, that they have found. This is what's being bantered about. We don't actually know what's in the substance. We just know that it was a device. We think it was a computer. It was something that they used in the household. The thought is that both of them probably used it. That's why it got taken when they subpoenaed all of Anthony Weiner's private communications devices. Because if he'd used this device, then that was something that fell under the subpoena rights for that case. So, not even investigating Hillary Clinton, it appears as though they stumbled on something that is enormous. And it's so enormous, it's pushing Director Comey back into the public light, not 6 months from the election like you were in July, June, early May, April. Not back there. No, 11 days before the election. 11 days before the people go to vote, and they're reopening a criminal indictment. They're reopening a criminal case. And if this, and if the emails that we know that John Podesta wrote to Cheryl Mills and others, if those are just the ones from his batch, if there are things in these emails that demonstrate collusion and corruption and cover-up, and suppression or destruction of evidence. If there are things, maybe this server was still pinging copies of stuff as recently as last week. Maybe they confessed things that they didn't have proof of before, but they do now. It has to be something along those lines. This big for the FBI to say, we are reopening this because they were not going to pursue this. In July, they had a commitment. They didn't want to be the group that was pinging something on the election at the last minute. So whatever's on this device, and here's my hunch. Here's what I think it is. I think that Huma Abedin has a carbon copy setup. I know how this works. I've got my email. Most of my emails come in on my phone. I answer them off my phone. But I've got them backed up to my laptop and to my desktop and to the other things that I use during the week because sometimes I'll need to go to there to answer an email. And they're right there. I pull them right up. If they're in a cloud, if they're on a server, that's two other locations that they may be at. And if you ever want to delete all the emails, you got to go to all the places where they were ever sent or originated from or copied when they were originated. It's very tricky. So if she had a machine that she forgot, maybe it was an older one. Maybe it was one she hadn't even been using in a while. But every time it was connected to the Internet, if it got an email that was supposed to go to that account or that address, and that was going to be carboned every time that Hillary sent something, just so they had, you know, Huma had a record of what her boss was saying so they could go back and look at it, all of a sudden what they may have uncovered is a treasure trove. If they're saying tens of thousands, my money says this is a complete archive of the 30,000-plus emails that they thought had been destroyed. And if that's the case, friends, I think it's a felony. I think it's a felony. If they find stuff in there that was supposed to be turned over, I think it's a felony. I think she's going to prison. Forget about trying to be elected. She's going to be doing good. If this turns out to be what it almost has to be big enough to do this at this point, if it turns out to be that, you're looking at jail time, sweetie. Now, I want to know, do you think it's right that they're going into it now? What do you think? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and we continue live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. It's always good to have you here. And thank you to the wonderful people at MyPillow.com for making this possible. By the way, Mike Lindell, tomorrow he's speaking at a major Trump event in Washington, D.C. He's going to address 10,000 people and explain why he is supporting Mr. Trump in this election cycle. And it should be fairly interesting. So best wishes to Mike on that endeavor. But he still has an incredible offer for you. If you buy a premium pillow tonight, you're going to get three additional pillows at no charge. Right, three pillows for free when you buy one pillow, and it's their premium pillows. These are the best pillows that they have. They actually have the extra siding around the edge, so they're a little bit thicker around their circumference. They don't come to that like hard point. And everything that's in the MyPillow is designed to guarantee you the best night's sleep you've ever had. I am living proof, more than 2+ years of REM cycle sleep every single night. And you buy one of those, they're going to give you a second one just like it at no additional cost. And then just because I asked them to, they're going to add two of these Go Anywhere pillows that you can take literally anywhere. They fit in your backpack. They fit in the side of your suitcase. I take them on planes. I get into REM cycle sleep sitting straight up in a plane chair. It's just crazy how effective these pillows are at getting you the best night's sleep of your life. They guarantee it. First 60 days, if you don't get the best sleep of your life, send it back. They'll issue you a full refund. But if you keep the pillow for the first 10 years, they will warranty that pillow to work as advertised, or they will replace it at their cost. In other words, there is zero risk. You're going to get the best night's sleep of your life. There's just no downside to it. So call tonight, 800-506-2641. You have to use my phone number to get the special deal, the 4-for-1. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. And if you want to do it online, you can go to MyPillow.com. And then at checkout, you put in the promo code KMC. If you put in the promo code KMC, you'll get the 4-for-1 offer online at MyPillow.com. But otherwise, dial 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. All right, back to the big news tonight. I want to know, do you think that Hillary... this information is she making the right argument? By the way, this is what she said today. We have a clip of her at a rally. She didn't address it yesterday at all, and it was she found out about it while they were flying cross country. She had to land. The press were immediately asking her about it while she was walking down the stairs from her plane. She just waved and smiled and went in and did a whole pro-choice meeting in Iowa with the head of Planned Parenthood and talked about abortion and how it's a great thing, how many abortions more we need and all the rest of this stuff. Didn't even bat an eye at the fact that the FBI had just reopened their investigation. But should they at this late stage? Do you think it's the right thing to do? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Mark in Stanford, Connecticut. Line one, Mark, are you there?
Yes, sir. Let her make all the excuses that she wants. As I told you, call screener, I'm not a big Trump fan. He said a couple things while he was campaigning about being the most militaristic president. I disagree completely with his stance on eminent domain. But at the same time, there's so many things we could talk about on his case. But she is an outright, downright communist criminal, and I don't care what excuses. You know, I think I was reading on Drudge, as you were, that the Senate or the Democrats are up in arms. We either have the rule of law or we don't.
Right.
The woman, I know there are people that support her. Maybe they're listening to your show, maybe they're not. And like I said, who I support and how fervently doesn't matter. This woman is a criminal. She's a communist through and through. She wants to raise your taxes, tell you what to do. She wants to stand on the shoulders of what Obama's done extra executively. If I could just mention a comment about a column in a journal by Kimberly Strauss, who I adore.
Yeah, she's a regular guest on this show, so.
That's great. Cheryl Mills was allowed to represent Hillary while she was under investigation.
Right.
She told Comey, and they agree with her, or they accepted her excuse, that she didn't know what a server was. Well, they have her on emails prior to years ago talking to the clown who was given immunity, who set up the email system.
Right, right, right.
Is just going through her private email. I don't know what's on there. I don't care. Actually, I do care. It has to be released. Even if she won by one vote, 51% to 49%, then she has to. I think it's a great time to be alive. I think there's going to be violence either way in this country, which is another topic you might want to get onto because they're setting us up for that. But she needs, I don't know if she can pardon herself, but at the same time, she cannot, American people cannot be dumb enough to elect this common criminal as the president.
Mark, I thank you for your call. Thank you for listening. It's Kevin McCullough, and we are grateful to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your thoughts, now that the FBI has reopened the case, do you want them to take their time? Do you want them to release everything right away? That's what Hillary's calling for them to do. I'll show you where she called for that in a rally earlier today when we continue. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us. 888-340.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
1681.
Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. Thank you so much. Radio Night Live from New York every Saturday night. Please tell your friends, 9 to 11, on great radio stations and television stations across the country. We're one of those weird simulcast shows that actually has... Well, we're in 44 million TV households, I think, and something like 300 radio outlets across the country. So we have three phone lines, and they are full at the moment, but stand by because as soon as one frees up, I want to get your call. I really want to hear from America tonight. I want to know, in your own words and feelings, how you're reacting to the fact that they found what appears to be tens of thousands of emails in a device that they weren't looking for it in, and it may, in fact, my hunch is, this may, in fact, be the treasure trove of the 30,000 deleted emails that just got carboned onto a machine that they forgot about. They just forgot about it. And if the Anthony Weiner sexting investigation hadn't been, you know, showing up, They would have never had access to it. But because they subpoenaed this hard drive looking for his wrongdoing in the case of the 15-year-old that he was exposing himself to and all the rest of it, they had to search that hard drive. And lo and behold, it appears as though they have found tens of thousands of emails that may, in fact, have direct impact on the case. And this is in light of the fact that the FBI agents that worked on the case the first time felt the evidence then was strong enough to bring about an indictment. This is despite the fact that the Department of Justice attorneys, everybody beneath Lynch and Comey, basically, at both departments, thought that she should lose her security clearance, and the attorneys all thought she should be indicted. We talked to prosecutor Katie Fang on this show just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and Katie said, as a former prosecutor, she could have taken the evidence that was there and gotten a conviction on it. She felt that strongly about what Comey revealed back in July. Now, and that was with emails that they had had to rebuild after they had been bleach bitten. Well, now they may have the original emails intact. These may actually be much more explicit and direct about what was going on a variety of levels. And here it is, 10 days, 10 big days, only 10 days before America votes in the most important election of our lifetime. Let's go to Las Vegas tonight. Chuck is there on line two. Hello, Chuck. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you. Chuck, are you there? Line two, Chuck, one last chance. Put him back on hold. Let's go to line three. Diana's in Fort Worth. Hello, Diana.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. What's your thought on this?
Well, I don't only think it's a thing to do. I think it's about time.
Expound on what you mean.
Well, if they did something. And did you know that Jay Sekulow is going to file? He's working on it right now. I don't think he's filed it yet. But he's going to file a case for James Comey to be impeached.
Well,
Jay Sekulow has then lost a case that he took to the Supreme Court.
If he, especially if he behaves badly in this new revelations. Look, the case in July, you can at least make the argument that they were dealing with the rebuilt emails that may not have been in their original integrity. But if this turns out to be the radiation bomb that everyone thinks it has to be in order for him to reopen the case, I'm thinking that there's a lot of people going to prison, and it may be people in the White House. It may be people, not just Loretta Lynch. There may be other people at Justice that go down with this. If this is what
I sincerely hope so.
If this is what it has the potential to be, Diana, I think you could see some of the biggest clearinghouse of all.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There needs to be some clearing out up there.
All right, Diana, thank you for the call. Do we have Chuck in Las Vegas on line two? Okay, let's try Al in Dallas. Chuck, call back because we'd be glad to take your call. 888-340-3373. Al, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What's your thought?
My thought is I wonder if back in July what really happened was the FBI is not quite as straight-laced as we like to think they are, and someone there backed off of fraudulently in a corrupt way, backed off of prosecuting her. And now that Trump's is getting closer to success, they're afraid that that if he gets in, he's going to find out and they want to correct it. They're afraid.
Well, I think that may, Al, I think that may all be true. I think that may all be true, but there had to be some sort of event that kind of triggered it. And what I'm saying is I believe that there may be substance here that they didn't have access to before. And if it's the original 30,000 emails, holy cow, there's probably so much criminality documented. I mean, did anybody believe that she was actually erasing emails about her yoga schedule and her grandbabies? I didn't think so. Thanks for the call, Al. 888-340-3373. I really do think that... Yes, that may be true. It may be true that Comey regrets, because his underlings, they all unanimously said, no, she should have her security clearance taken away. And all the Department of Justice attorneys that worked on the case said, no, absolutely she should be indicted. I talked to prosecutors. I put some on this show. Everybody said there's enough evidence there to go get them. But if they have now the original emails, the original 33,000, holy cow. People are going to jail. Forget about winning the election. Now, and this makes another layer of this conversation very important. So what happens now in the election? How does she play it? Does she fight to try to win so that she can pardon herself? Because, I mean, depending on what they end up doing, it may take a while to put all the ducks in a row. I don't think they can get this wrapped up in 10 days. Or is it best for people that want to see Trump elected to just let this hang? Is this enough of a black cloud to rally his support and to get his people out to the polls? And I want to know from you, Hillary supporters. I want to know from you. If she's really guilty of all these things, would you still vote for her? Because I don't understand people that take that position. Everybody that was at that rally in Iowa on Friday, they already knew that the investigation was opening back up, and they're just cheering her like everything. I don't see Hillary signs. I live in a pretty liberal part of the country. I don't see a lot of Hillary signs in my neighborhood. I see about the same number of Trump signs as I saw Romney 4 years ago and McCain 4 years before that. But I see almost no Hillary signs where I saw Obama signs everywhere before. I'm just wondering if this is finally going to give people the permission to say, nope, I've had it with the Clintons. They're done. Out. Gone. And then maybe we can start making America great again. Maybe. Live from New York, we're coming right back. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hour 2 is on the way.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So glad. glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough, final segment of the first hour. And thank you for making us your choice on Saturday night. I know you've got a lot of choices. And whether you're watching us on Biz TV, Coast to Coast, our great television partner, can't ask for a better group than Scott and the gang. They really do everything they can to make sure we get to you, and I'm so grateful for that. But also our tremendous radio partners, a lot of Salem Media Group stations in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Omaha, Nebraska, in Orlando, Florida, and all across the country. It's just so great to have you with us. We're talking about the story that nobody saw coming. And it's a bunch of emails that have been uncovered. I'm asking your thoughts about their existence now in this race and what you make of it. By the way, Hillary was asked about what she thought of all this stuff, and this is the approach she took towards it on the campaign trail earlier today. Take a listen to this.
I'm sure that some of you may have heard about a letter that the FBI director sent out yesterday. If you're like me, you probably have a few questions about it. It is pretty strange. It's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before an election. In fact, it's not just strange, it's unprecedented, and it is deeply troubling because voters deserve to get full and complete facts. And so we called on Director Comey.
That's enough. I've had enough. Here's the full and complete facts. Says the woman who set up the private secret server. The voters deserve complete facts. Says the woman who stood in the hallway of the United Nations and lied to the United States people at a press conference saying she had turned over everything. Full and complete facts. Says the woman who deliberately bleach-bitted her stupid emails so that we couldn't see the full and complete facts. Cry me a bucket of nothing burgers, man. This woman is insane. And she's saying that to us, talking to us like we're three. Hillary, if you had just followed the rules of the State Department, you would have never had a private server that needed to be bleach bit. If you had just followed the standard protocols of all your predecessors, all those emails would still be in circulation. You're the one that made the decision to, yes, unprecedented, take everything offline. Yes, you're the one who was deeply, disturbingly dishonest in not turning over everything. My gosh! 888-340-3373. Very quickly, Mike in Dallas, Georgia, line 3. Hi.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm fired up. Real quickly, we're short on time. What's your thought?
Buddy, I'm telling you, man, I don't know how she sleeps at night. I really don't. I mean, the Benghazi situation, now the private servers, now the emails that have just been recovered and everything like that. I don't know how this woman sleeps. I really don't.
I don't think she has a soul. I don't think she has a soul, actually. I think that's how she gets through it. Maybe she uses.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
8-8.